It's good to be back to the Upper Room Fellowship tonight. May the Lord just richly bless you. Appreciate everyone being here. Be a part of this first service of the year 2013.
Right,
sitting there thinking about, is it going to be the redeemed in 2013? In other words, you've heard the song, when the redeemed are gathering in. The gathering in could be this year for the redeemed for 2013.
Right,
amen. Praise God. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Right,
amen. Praise God. And therefore, I do believe that the redeemed will be gathering in. You've heard the song, we've been washed like snow, free from all sin. Amen. I thank God for what we have in Christ.
Right.
Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate every opportunity to present the gospel. I was able to present the gospel to a church Sunday. Amen. A young man come down and give his heart to Christ. Looked like he's probably about 23 years of age. Strong conviction. And great service. The power of God was just moving in a special way. A lot of needs there. A lot of people need to be seeking the Lord. And appreciate that opportunity for sharing the gospel. And the result of that, seeing someone pray through.
Amen.
Amen. I took that young man, just prayed for him. And this, you could tell he was bound. He come up with an AC/DC shirt. Rock group, you know, AC/DC had that on his shirt when he come up to the altar. But you could tell when he went back down, he was a free man. Amen. Praise God. So there's a lot of people that's bound that needs to be set free.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's wonderful to present the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I appreciate your patience and in my absence. Amen. To I'm glad a brother could fill in Sunday. He said he done a wonderful job. Appreciate him coming. Amen. And sharing the gospel here at the Upper Room Fellowship. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just try to do our best in what time we have left to try to help someone in this life to receive Christ. If you have your Bibles, we'd like to read from the book of 2 Timothy tonight, chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Let's begin reading verse number 1. Tonight. Speaking of the common apostasy upon the world, knowing that we are in perilous times. Verse 1 said this, know also that in the last day perilous time shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, and without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So how many believe that we are living in those times now? In perilous times. I was thinking about the perilous times being days of difficulty we're facing now, and I know people don't really like to hear it preached, the way that the nation has become and the things that we're facing. I was thinking about 2012 going out. It's now history. And 2012 held some very worst history for our nation concerning the things that happened. And they'll be down forever. But glory to God, to think about it for the child of God, we have resources. We have help in the Lord. And we do not have to look around and see all the evil that compasses this nation, this world. Amen. We just have to trust God. It's like the teacher was teaching Sunday morning. Amen. Faith versus fear. And we know that fear hath torment. As long as we have faith to overcome the fear. Amen. Praise God. We are living in a fearful time. Amen. We're living in the days of difficulty. But I'd like to mention tonight in this message some of the reasons why Christians can be encouraged in the days of difficulty. Amen. Why Christians can be encouraged in the days of difficulty. If we know that we're living in those times, amen, perilous times, amen, the list of things that's mentioned here in the scripture that I read to you are taking place with many people, and much evil is abounding. But Ephesians 5 and 16 teaches us that we need to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Amen. And therefore, the evil that is abounding in America, the things that are happening around us, We do not have to drown in fear. Let's go in faith. Let's look up. Let's press on. Let's take heed. Let's stand upon the promises of God. Let this new year be a year for you of jubilee. Your rejoicing, your joy, your gladness. Amen. Bringing freedom in your home. Bringing help to your home. Amen. Helping your family. Helping the ones that are around you. We have much to look forward to in this year as far as the church is concerned. I say the coming of the Lord could be just any time, but it very well could be this year. We don't know the day nor the hour, but we need to prepare ourselves for that which is to come. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So let's pray that the Lord will help us in this message tonight. Let's just all bow our heads and pray together. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to know, amen, Lord, that we can look to you in faith, knowing, God, as long as we trust in thee, that you'll be a God that can help us in these difficult times. We know there's a coming apostasy, Lord. We know that many will be turning away from the truth, but we desire truth. We desire to build upon the foundations of truth. God, do help us tonight. Touch every heart, meet every need, encourage every child of God, knowing that the situations that this nation are in, the trouble that we're in, Lord, we're looking to the higher power. We're dependent upon the Lord. Our trust and our faith is in the living God, one who has never failed us today, and we know that your grace is sufficient. Do touch us. Let us be encouraged in this service. Lord, we should be encouraged in perilous times. We should be encouraged in days of difficulty. And what is ever even takes place in this service, what is ever accomplished, we'll forevermore thank you and praise you. And everyone that loved the Lord said amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. Praise God. Oh, yes. The last days will be marked by widespread collapse of a moral structure of the family. In society in general, as people are arrogant that they're lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Even in our churches, unfaithfulness to God and disloyalty to His truth will increase. But these times will be especially difficult and disheartening for God's true people. But Paul does give us warning, amen, that there will be a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Oh yes, and we know that there will be a lack of authentic power that comes from the right relationship with God. Some people deny the true power of Christ and His message that produces genuine life transformation and godly character. But the full benefits that we have of spiritual salvation and the mighty in-outpouring of the activity of the Holy Ghost will occur through churches that are truly passionate. Passionate for Christ. Actively serving in His purpose. Amen. Looking for His coming. That we as followers of Christ who remain true to God and His Word will experience greater favor and empowerment from God than they have ever known before. So we know that there will be last days, but the truth shall be for those who desire and seek for it. How many is looking for the Lord to come? How many believe that the Lord could come just any day? Amen. I believe in the pre-rapture. I believe in the time of the coming of the Lord and the signs of the time no more. What Matthew 24 teaches us, the words of Christ. We know that we're living in the time of seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We know there's many doctrines that are false and false teachings in our country and our land. But I thank God that there's still biblical truth that people are seeking for. He said, buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. Praise God. What is truth, preacher? Truth comes from God's Word. It's in the infallible Word of truth. It is power, power being made known to every Christian, every believer who sincerely seeks for it. Once a man is set alone, he's built himself an altar. He's increased in wisdom. He's increased in faith. Therefore, he desires God. He desires the move of God in his life. Something within him motivates him to an altar. Something within him, amen, just keeps him going back to the fountain. Amen. And keep drinking and let that multiply and be within his heart and his life. A continued flow of the Spirit, a continued flow of the Holy Ghost. The things that we need in this last day church to keep us to remain true to God. Amen. He can pour out his Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Like he did on the day of Pentecost. We can have a refreshing coming from the presence of God. We can know what it is to be refreshed and have power. Amen. Praise God to do the works of God. The power of the Holy Ghost which was with us. Amen. That we can do the same works that Jesus was doing while he was here on earth. And therefore when he ascended back to the Father and the Holy Ghost came to us, that great power more that conviction, no more the Sunday service. It's still here. The greater works is still here. The things that's still being done by the servants of God is still even greater in this last hour, because people can see and know our help, our strength comes from God. We must rely on the Holy Ghost. We must depend upon Him. We must stand upon the Word of God. And I believe that God can help us, church. I know it's difficult, and I know the church world in general as a whole, amen, it's just like I told them Sunday, socializing in the church, coming to be seen of men, amen, the styles and the fashions of the world that people are looking for and following after, amen, they don't have no relationship with God, amen, they don't take the time to really seek God and be devoted to the commitment that God would desire for them to have, amen, they're too occupied with things, amen, it's such a time now, amen, and when things seem to overtake the church and overtake His people, that Jesus gave us warning, Matthew 24, don't be overcharged with the cares of this life. Amen. That the things shall come upon you unaware. Amen. With some pain and drunkenness and the cares of this life is overtaking people. I mean, I'm talking about working a secular job, but I'm talking about being weary, tired. Amen. Being tired in body, weary in our work of God. Amen. We just seems like it just day in and day out, no accomplishments. It seems like there's no burden. It seems like there's no vision. There's no intake of the Spirit. And life is just not as full as it used to be. The church, revival, where is revival anymore? Where is the move of God? Where is people seeking God? Where are souls being saved? I know occasionally we see it. We thank God for it. We thank God He's still saving. But the church world has changed. People have changed. And God does not change. Jesus Christ is the same today and forever. He does not change. Why do people change? Why do people want changes? It's still the same book. It's still the same power. It's still the same work of God's Spirit. Amen. He desires to do for His church. But people have turned themselves over. Amen. And even God shall turn them over to a reprobate mind. God will send them strong delusion that they'll be able to believe a lie and be damned. And it's sad to know that. Amen. But it's going to be happening in days to come. Already happening in various places of the world. But saints of God, I want truth. I want the Spirit of God to open my eyes. I want Him to reveal my heart to me. Amen. Praise God. I want to be liberated in the Spirit. I want to be in a place that I can preach and let the Word of God have free course. Amen. Praise God. Let there be a faith increase to the body of believers. That faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But He mentions here, not only shall there be others turned reprobate. He says in this same chapter, amen, there's going to be men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Men of corrupt minds. How was it in the time of Noah? Men's imaginations were evil continually, and God said, I will destroy man off the face of this earth. Because their minds, their hearts were evil continually. Amen. That was in the times of Noah. They did not take warning of his preaching. God had bidden him, had told him to build an ark. And therefore he prepared an ark. Amen. According to what God had told him to do. And we know that there was only 8 just persons saved from the destruction of the world. Amen. Just 8 persons saved from that destruction. Oh, how many in the few in number shall be when the trumpet sounds? Amen. How's it going to be for those that are rapture ready? Amen. Jesus is only coming for those who look for Him. Titus 2 teaches us, amen, that the salvation has appeared before all men. The grace of God has appeared before all men, teaching us to deny all ungodliness and worldly lust and to live soberly and righteously and God in this present world and looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Those that are ready are looking for Him. Amen. If we're not looking for Christ's return, we too much complacent. We too much in the comfort zone. We're settled here. This world is only a dressing room. This world is only a preparation place. Amen. Praise God. Preparing us for that which is to come. We must make that preparation. We must examine ourselves. We must take spiritual inventory. We must search our hearts. We must be in the place that God can renew us and help us and stir us and awaken us. Amen. From that it is coming upon the world. Oh yes, much deception is crept in. Amen. Much evil is abounding around this church. Amen. I'm tired of seeing people drowned in fear. I'm tired of seeing people going out in despair. But the church is still alive. The church is still going. The power of God is still being made known. The Holy Ghost is still present. of their sins. And I thank God His work is continuing on. But I want to have words of encouragement in days of difficulty. I want to have words of encouragement in perilous times. I know the Spirit of God gives us warning of the things that's coming upon this world. Amen. Praise God. The Bible teaches us that we need to be fervent in spirit. We need to have a fervency about us. Amen. Referring to Elijah. So the Bible said that Elijah was a righteous man. Amen. Praise God. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we know that he was a righteous man. He was a man of God and he prayed. Amen. And the heavens withheld the rain for 3 years and 6 months. But he prayed again and the heaven gave forth the rain. Amen. The earth brought forth its fruit. In other words, at the time of drought, amen, like Elijah had faith in God, that God was going to sustain him and keep him. Like he went into the city and there was a woman gathering the sticks. And therefore, when the man of God had spoke to her, and she only had abundant supply for her family, amen, but he asked for a morsel of bread. He asked for that cake first. Amen. Oh, yes. And therefore, according to the command that was given by the man of God, the woman, amen, she took heed to the voice of the man of God, and therefore, amen, gave to him. And God's going to give that abundance. That's why I've always said, you take care of the man of God, God will take care of you. That's the way God's ordained it. I had a preacher recently, amen, on the radio preaching. You know how a lot of churches and are in the place that they can help their minister and help him a lot more than what they do, you know, according to what they can do. Amen. He was talking about how that some church is going to give an account by not taking care of the man of God. He's the overseer. He's the pastor. He's the shepherd over the flock. He's the one that stays in tune with God. He's the one that has the heavenly vision, the heavenly message. Amen. Praise God. You know, and I'm talking about how that people, amen, it's like this. And I thought this was pretty good. And that's the way it is. We was talking about the other day. I was talking about it, someone, how the church world has become like this. Only one service a week can sustain us. You know, and maybe two services a week. And I know a dear friend of mine who is a pastor, they only have one service on Sunday morning. And after that service, they have fellowship the remainder of the day, maybe for 3 or 4 hours. Then they go out and eat and have fellowship at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I guess they call that a day of church. And not have church Sunday night or Wednesday night, just on Sunday morning. But you could put it in a category like this. Amen. For some Christians, amen, on Sunday morning, they come on Sunday morning because they love their church. And the ones that come on Sunday night are the ones that love their pastor. But the ones that come on Wednesday night, they love God. And if you took a measure of that across the nation, amen, on Sunday morning, most of the churches will be in a greater number. It'll slim off on Sunday night, especially on Wednesday night, it'll slim off, you know, in number in many of the churches around. Amen. You see it far in places and far and wide. Amen. Praise God. And you see it. And church, that's the way it is for many today. Amen. Praise God. On Sunday morning, they love the church. But the ones that come on Sunday night love their pastor. But the ones on Wednesday night love God. In other words, I want to be in a place I can love my church and love my pastor. Amen. And love God. I want it all, don't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. I want it all to take effect in my life. Praise God. Amen. But they must be fruits. They must be evidence and the results of the things that God is doing in the altar. Amen. That we're maintaining a relationship with God. You know how I'm in. I'm a relationship preacher. You know how it is. Amen. When I preach dedication and commitment and therefore unto God, what is true to the heart, that we have surrendered ourselves to God, and therefore God looks upon us for what we can give to Him. He's given all to us. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's always God given. It's what God had gave, amen, to this world. But what in return can we give to God? And what He wants of you is your body. That's what He desires of you, to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what's that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How many Christians are seeking for the will of God in their life? How many Christians have that transformation? How many Christians know what it
with the second work of grace to be sanctified holy. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 3 to 4 teaches us in 4 and 3. Amen. And every man should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and in honor. Amen. It's a know-how work of God. It's a know-how in what you can do to make yourself a holy vessel unto God, working within you that is pleasing unto God in this last day, church. It's what God can accept from us.
Right. Amen.
Amen. You know, God's looking down upon all these congregations of all these churches. Is God accepting all their worship? Is God accepting all their praise? Amen. Oh yes. Is God accepting it? It's only the remnant that's going to be saved. It's not the majority. It's the minority. It's always been that way. Jesus said, amen, straight is the way. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal. And few there be that find it. Many are called, but few are chosen. Saints of God, I want to be in that remnant, don't you? I want to be in the, amen, in the minority, not the majority. I don't want to be looked on. I don't want to follow styles and fashions of the world. I don't want the entertainments of the world. I want holiness. I want sanctification. I want the work of God. I want the power of the Spirit. I want the gifts of the Spirit and the work of the Savior.
That's right.
With our lives. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We have great resources that we can turn to. We can get the help that we need in days of difficulty. Let me share these things with you. Oh, we can be encouraged. It does not matter what seems to be taking place around us, because we have a Father in heaven who loves us. He cares for us and blesses us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places by Jesus Christ. We have a great high priest in heaven to sympathize with us, support us, and conduct us in the enjoyment of heavenly things. We have a great and the good shepherd to lead us and to care for us and to protect us and to sustain us until the time when the Lord takes us home to glory. We have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ the righteous, who pleases, calls, and always prevails for us. We have a divine counselor to go to for counsel or advice at all times, who will give us understanding and lead us in the paths of righteousness. We have an abiding comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, to guide us in understanding of the Word, to teach us spiritual truth, and to take of the things of Christ, and to show and reveal those things unto us. We have a throne of grace to go to at times when we can attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We have the Holy Scriptures to search and to study, which testify the sufferings of Christ and the glory of God to follow, that will empower and transform us into the likeness of Christ. Amen. We have angels ministering unto us in response to the Heavenly Father's command, being an heir of salvation, because that we being an heir to the incorruptible inheritance, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven and kept by the power of God until He comes into full possession. Why shouldn't we be encouraged in days of difficulty? Why can't we be encouraged in perilous times? Amen. The rapture will take place. There will be a sound of the trumpet. And what did he say? For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and them which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
Why do we need to comfort one another with these words? Amen. The Holy Ghost is a comforter. We can walk in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Paul walked in the comfort and the fear of God and the Holy Ghost. We can do that also. We can walk in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. We can walk in the Spirit of God. Amen. We can enjoy the days that we have. Let there be a fulfillment to your heart. Amen. Of what God desires to give to you. Understanding, a clear understanding of truth. Amen. Clear understanding of His Word. Amen. The precepts. Amen. The statutes. Amen. The commandments. Amen. Praise God. All the things that God's Word holds for the child of God. All instruction. All good sound doctrine. All good teachings. All the parables that Jesus spoke of. Everything that we learn, even in the Jewish traditions. Everything is to be taught in the ways of the Jews and the ways of the Gentiles. Amen. The Greeks than themselves. It's for all people to seek God. It's for all people to draw closer to the throne of grace. It's for all people to come to the knowledge of the fear of God and serve Him in humility. And let the Spirit of God help you. Amen. That you can reach that you desire in Christ Jesus. Being encouraged in the days of difficulty. What can we do? Because 2 Timothy teaches us. I read to you the list of things I shared with you from chapter number 3. I mentioned about men of corrupt minds. And it goes on to say in the same chapter, evil men, seducers, waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Oh yes. And therefore, amen, praise God, in chapter 4, this is where Paul was giving instruction to Timothy. And this is what we have to hold on to. Preach the word against an in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things to endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof. Amen. Praise God. Of thy ministry. Full proof. Amen. Praise God. Of thy ministry. Praise God. For I'm ready to be offered in the time of my departure is at hand. Paul set up all the good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me in that day, not to me only, but to all them that shall love his appearing. And that's why I said you must look for it. It's going to be for those who look for his appearing. Amen. Praise God. Who are looking for him to come. Oh, yes. Praise God. Serving God. Diligently seeking him. Diligently seeking him. Amen. Is he going to reward us according to the faith that we have as we diligently seek him? Without faith it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is. Amen. And that he is a rewarder. To who? To those who diligently seek him. I think about the wise men just about Christmas time just passing. The wise men, they were out diligently seeking him to worship him, to give unto the Lord. They presented him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. It's what they could give unto the Holy Child Jesus. When you think about it for just a moment, church, amen, it's always God-given, but what can we give to God? What can we give to him? Is it our reasonable service? Is it our heart? Is it our body? Is it all our being? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're trusting the Savior. Amen. We're looking to the higher power that is in God. We rest in the hope of His Word. Amen. We took that Word, we hid it in our hearts, and we sin out against God because we want to please Him. Amen. We want to serve Him. We want to live for Him the best of our ability and with all our heart and with all our soul. How about you? How many believes in the list of things that I read to you in chapter 3? Covetous and boasters and proud and blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, handy, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Now, these list of things here are these groups. I think about the 17 works of the flesh and the 9 works of the Spirit. Bible teaches us in Galatians. The book of Galatians gives a list of the 17 works of the flesh and the 9 works of the Spirit. Now as a child of God, if we look for what the Bible teaches us about those 9 fruits of the Spirit, are we fruit bearing? Are we bringing forth the fruit? Jesus said, if we don't bring forth this good fruit, it's like a tree that is hewn down and cast into the fire, and it's good for nothing. It's not good for nothing. Amen. But we can bring forth fruit. We can abide in the vine. We can be much fruitful in the things of God. Don't you just love Him, church? Don't you want a good spiritual awakening come to us in 2013? Amen. Can the redeemed of the Lord just get up and say so and proclaim victory this year? This year can be a better year than last year as far as reaching people for Christ, as far as a closer walk with God, as far as a greater outlook on the things for the church. Amen. Praise God. Can we do that? Did he encourage Timothy to work as an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry? Praise God. Let the truth prevail. Let there be good sound doctrine.
Yes.
Teaching, preaching, reserve it in your heart. Amen. Take hold of that good sound teachings that's delivered to the saints. Contending for the faith that's delivered to the saints. We need these things, church. We want to be encouraged in the days of difficulty. We're in difficult times now. Yes, we are. We're fortunate. We're blessed to have what we have tonight. I thank God. I don't complain. Amen. I thank the Lord for all that has been given to us. And we still can remain and be faithful to what we know, what we're doing. But we just don't know what more days of difficulty lies ahead for the church and for our families and the things that can take place. But oh, how we can rely upon God. Oh, how we can rely upon the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need that strength. We need that help that comes from Him. Amen. Saints of God, just hold on to what you have. Don't let the days of difficulty drown you around. Amen. It causes you to have gloom and doubt above your head. Let faith increase in your heart. Let it abound coming out of you. Praise God. And I tell you, the more that it seems like that we're facing days of difficulty, amen, we're going to have to exercise our faith more.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. I've been in this thing long enough. I've been saved for 33 years, and this 33 years of running this race, amen, I walked a lot more days by faith than days of I really feel like I'm floating in the air.
That's right.
Feel like I've been, you know, in the heavenly places all together with Christ. Amen. There's letdowns in life. There's trouble in life. There's the adversary we're contending with. There's oppression we're dealing with. There's situations we don't know what to do. There's times that we, amen, we begin to question maybe to our own heart of the things that's happening to us. And why does it have to be that way? And why does it have to be that way? This way and that way. And therefore we're looking to situations. We're looking to problems. Amen. But we can sing the song. We can believe the words. And we can also believe the scripture. Amen. We're serving a great God. Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. And God is bigger than any mountain that I can and cannot see. How many believe that tonight?
Amen.
Even days of difficulty, God is bigger than any mountain that I can and cannot see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you just love Him tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you want to serve Him? Praise God. You begin to question things at times. You can be like the song we sing. It's me again, Lord. I have a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I got a problem that I can't solve. Well, I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new. And I need help that only comes from you. It's me again, Lord. We feel like when we come to that place that we seem to be repeating ourselves and asking for the same things in prayer. It seems like, you know, things is not going as good as we think that they should. Amen. Lord, is it just me again, Lord? I got a prayer that needs an answer. Come on now, Lord. I've been praying about this for too long now. You need to do something about this. Amen. Sometimes we can have that kind of attitude if we're not careful. Amen. About things that happen around us. The saints of God, it's those that wait upon the Lord. He's going to renew their strength. Amen. While you wait upon the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Just wait upon the Lord. Amen. Let Him work. Let Him continue to help you through your trying hours and the things that you're facing right in the days of difficulty. Amen. He's going to help us.
Right.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you just love Him tonight?
Yes.
He's been so good to us. Amen. I love Him. I appreciate the Lord tonight.
That's right.
But we do have great resources. We have the Word. We have the promises of God. Let's just don't look around and see that we're very privileged to have what we have. Amen. The Word of God is something we can always stand on and seek to understand. And let God reveal that truth to us. And let us walk in it. Ask for the things that we need to keep us committed in this last day church. Praise God. The places I go, church, amen, I see trouble everywhere. I see churches struggling. I see people that has many needs, but they're not focused. They seem to be careless in the things that they need. They take things unlikely. They don't take it serious enough to know that, amen, the days of difficulty to lay before this world, for this nation, the things that's going to come upon this earth is nothing compared to what it's going to be. Amen. Nothing is what it's going to be. It's going to worse and wax worse and worse and worse and worse. But the church is going to be raptured out, I do believe. But we can hold on to Matthew 21 and 36. Watch you therefore and pray always that we may be accounted worthy to escape all these things shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Having seeking for the things of God, remaining true, being faithful to what God's called you to do, remain true to God, hold on to what you have, keep looking up, keep pressing on. It won't be long. Jesus is coming. Amen. The prayer that you've been praying, amen, the answer is on its way. It's going to be in God's time. Amen. In His time. So let's look to the Lord. Let's come around this altar and let's just take time to pray about this message. I know God is able to help us tonight. Amen. During the days of difficulty. Amen. Through perilous times. Through times and situations that people are in despair and they're crying out to God for help. Amen. Where shall the help come from? Where shall the help be in this last days? But we need the Lord to help us. We need the Lord to refresh us once again and to give us the strength and the help that we need in this last hour.